Welcome back. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Multiple locations, three of them to be exact, with the fourth one on the way in the valley to serve you better. Get all your nutrition and supplement needs. And, well, I'm sure that some of the stuff that you can see in that store, Armando will probably see later over at the Mr. Olympia as well.
Oh, yes.
So, guys, it is football season. Week three of the colleges, week two of NFL. One game in the book in the NFL.
One game in the book and one coach already fired.
Yeah, the offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator,
because they
Greg
only put
Roman,
up
yeah.
31 points.
Like
it wasn't the defense's fault.
How does he have a job?
But I guess Rex can't fire his own brother, who's the defensive coordinator, so they fire the offensive guy.
Now, listen, I am obviously I'm a Saints fan, and I have had some problems with defense in the past, obviously. Just last weekend, I had some problems with defense. But Armando,
sir.
I told you that this was coming.
Uh-huh.
Frank, Armando on Monday morning was just up my butt with the whole Saints are horrible. They're horrible. And he's like, they lost to the Raiders. To the Raiders. How do you lose to the Raiders? So I said to Armando, well, let's be honest. The Raiders are pretty good.
A lot of people high on them this year.
And his answer is, no, they're not. They're the Raiders. So, Armando, I asked you, why are the Raiders no good? And your repeated answer for 2 days was,
because
they're the Raiders.
That's not a reason.
That's not a reasonable answer. Like I said to you the other day, this would be like Doc Brown and Marty McFly having a conversation, and Marty McFly turns to Doc and says, Doc, how the hell does this time machine work? Well, Marty, it's the flux capacitor. But how does it work? It's the flux capacitor. That's not an answer. And that's what Armando was giving me all week. It's because the Raiders suck. Armando, why do the Raiders suck?
Okay. Their defense is not very good. It isn't. Drew Brees, how many did Drew Brees get?
How many does Drew Brees throw against everybody?
Doesn't matter.
Against everybody.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter how good your defense is.
What?
It doesn't matter. No,
it
doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not against Drew Brees.
Yes, it is.
Frank, let's be honest.
Yes,
Raiders overall, when you look at the Raiders, and I don't want you to be all biased saying, hey, Raiders possibly coming to Vegas, because it does look like that.
Frank, is it like that?
What do you think of the Raiders this year?
I think the Raiders are a young team which have some potential, and they've got some pieces in place. They still have pieces missing, but they are a team on the rise.
Okay.
Are they a playoff team?
In that division, they could be a contender for a playoff team, but they would be borderline at best.
See, first year under Jack Del Rio, they went 7-9. This year, I think they go at least 9-7, maybe 10-6.
They're not ready to be as good as you want them to be.
It's not that I don't want them to be good. They are. When you've got a stud receiver like Amari Cooper, when you've got a pretty good running back in Latavius Murray, and you've got a hell of a young quarterback in Derek Carr, you've got, like Frank said, all the pieces in place, and they are putting them together.
Don't forget
the balls on Jack Del Rio to run a two-point conversion with less than a minute left.
That was awesome.
I mean, that is what it takes to win in this league. And I don't know how you can say the Raiders suck.
Because Khalil Mack, which is a great player in the defense, has no help. The defense is soft. It's going to be their Achilles heel the rest of the season.
See, I think you're wrong here. I think the Raiders are going to do really well this year.
You know, and David Carr, who's known to
Derek
be
inconsistent.
Derek, wow, yeah, I said.
I said
you said that last year. I'm going to stop listening to you. He's inconsistent at best. I mean, hopefully this is his breakout year, because I'm actually a fan of his, but come on.
I think last year was Derek Carr's breakout year. I think as a rookie, he put up phenomenal numbers.
Yeah, we'll see.
There was a little inconsistency, but I think the Raiders worked on a lot of those problems in the offseason, and I think they're going to be a much better team. But I still don't know how you can say that they're just awful. I really don't. And I know you're just trying to bust my chops, you know, because the Saints lost them. But I got to be honest, as a fan of the Saints and who has seen some really horrible defensive play over the years, I actually was pretty positive coming off of last week's game.
Stop. Just stop right there. And Where the heck is the real Phil? That's ridiculous. I need Filthy Phil back. Come on, stop.
I was a little positive, but
you were never that positive. Stop it.
I text Terrence, Big T, executive producer of the Weekend Kickoff, that I was quitting football, but that lasted about 30 seconds, and then I actually looked at the bright side. Now, I was a little upset when the afternoon or the towards the end of the games the other day, because when it comes to fantasy football, my number one wide receiver, Connor, ready for the year, Keenan Allen, that was a little rough to deal with.
Frank, when are you going to make the jump and do a fantasy league?
Never. Oh,
see, that's what I used
never
to say.
Never ever happening. Yeah, but I'm a man of my word. You're not.
we found out that you're not.
I'm not flip flop over here. Okay. My Bears suck, but they're still my Bears. I will never flop off them.
No.
And you will never ever hear me say, "Oh man, the Packers got a touchdown," but that's my fantasy tight end. Never, ever, ever gonna happen. My fantasy tight end is shaking the pom poms on the sideline, not on the field. Don't play fantasy football. I respect it. I know a lot of people make a lot of money, and a lot of people take it incredibly serious. It is not my thing. And pick all Bears. Well, then why don't I just give my money away?
Armando, your first week playing fantasy football in the books, middle of the week too. What are your thoughts so far?
I don't see the appeal of it, just for things that you just said right now. It's really difficult.
It changes the way people watch football games. And people that are in multiple leagues, I hear them going like, "Oh, wait, that guy got it. Oh, but they're going against my defense."
Exactly.
And I need this team to win because I'm a fan of this team, but I need that running back to do well. It's insane.
Oh, no. I'm like, they throw the ball to somebody. The guy's about to go in for a touch. No, tackle him because I need the other guy to score the touch. What?
Yeah, no, your worst is like last week where this is my second year playing fantasy football. First year was a total experiment, and I really enjoyed it. You're right, it does change the way you watch the game, but it also actually gives you a little bit more vested interest in each game.
Oh, without a doubt.
So,
people know more about different players and different teams than they've ever have before that I know of. And women are way more involved in football than they ever were before.
My wife will murder any one of us in this room when it comes to fantasy football.
Well, she helped the Big T choose his team. Winning. He's ranked number one in the league.
We had to talk him out of picking all of the Packers like you would do if you played picking all of the Bears. But like last week, I had Dante Moncrief in one league, and in my other league, I was playing against Dante Moncrief. So you're kind of
and that happens all the time.
That is when it's tough.
And then you'll have here's my running back and wide receiver, but they're going against my defense, so I need them to play well, but not that well. And then I need a turnover from the quarterback because he's not on my. It's just. The hell with it. Forget it.
It's tough.
I watch the game. I root for the Bears and who's ever playing the Packers, and then I watch the other games.
See, it's always been for me, whoever's playing the NFC South and the Saints. But, like, I will never be really good at fantasy football for the one fact that I will do what you do. I have Rashad Jennings on one of my teams, and he's playing the Saints this weekend. And let's be honest, he's probably going to have a fantastic game. But I won't play him because at no point can I root for him against the Saints. So I'm never going to, because I have the same issue you do, where I will never root for someone against my own team. It's just not going to happen. I have integrity when it comes to following my team, not like Armando, which, by the way, Armando.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
How were your thoughts Tuesday morning when you saw
never mind.
I jumped from the 49ers, who aren't going to be any good, to the Rams,
who were the 2.5-point favorites.
Who absolutely
I always thought they were going to be awful.
God,
not that awful.
That was embarrassing. That was God awful football.
That wasn't even a little optimist football team. That was just every single thing was terrible in that. Whatever they did, I mean, it was just.
No offense whatsoever. And that was another thing a lot of people are really high on. I'm losing, but Gurley, yeah. Gurley man, a lot of people very high on Gurley, but I don't know if that offense is going to be on the field enough for them to have any production whatsoever. That was just god awful. And now,
well, this, it's not like they were playing a juggernaut team.
No, exactly.
They were playing a team that most people think is going to be pretty bad themselves.
And now,
Bishop Gorman could have beat them.
Yeah, well, this week, actually, a lot of people are picking the Rams to win. Which is funny because the
just
Rams
because,
are
just
like,
because Russell Wilson it's got
the
boo-boo.
It's not only that. It's because Russell Wilson is extremely injured. Russell Wilson is playing behind the worst offensive line there is. Remember, Russell Wilson was the most sacked quarterback all of last year with 46 or 47 sacks. He has no protection whatsoever.
And they did nothing that last game until the very end for that winning drive. Beast mode's gone, and their other backs are banged up. I mean, they're really hurting offensively right
now. Really hurting offensively, and a lot of people are thinking that the Rams, after the embarrassing, dismal performance they put on national TV this past week, that they're going to come back and they're going to win this game. I can't see. I saw any positive light from anything the Rams. Now, I do think the Rams have a very good defense, but they didn't show it last week. And
Seattle has a better defense.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to get out of that game. But there are actually a few games that I am looking forward to tomorrow. Obviously, the Saints-Giants is going to be a high-scoring affair. The last two time that these two teams met last year, I think they put up 103 combined points.
Giants surprised some people in week one, too.
Yeah, oh, yes, they did. Well, actually, we were talking about it. A lot of people were picking Dallas to win easily, and Tom Barton here, he actually gave away a pick. He said, no, I'm taking the Giants because the Giants are not as bad as, you know, people think they are, and the Cowboys certainly are not as good as everyone thinks they are.
Yeah, I think one of the marquee matchups this week is Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
Oh,
I
yes.
mean, those two teams don't like each other, and I mean, they always beat the hell out of each other when they get on the field.
And do you remember last year when these two teams met in that game and Hill fumbled at the end? I mean, that was rough. And he's a guy I have on my fantasy team this year, and I'm sitting him tomorrow against the Steelers. That's a rough game for him. I'm actually interested to see Miami New England. I mean, look at New England last week without Gronkowski,
who's probably not going to play this week
again,
either.
Without Brady, who they don't have again, and they absolutely destroyed the Cardinals. They did. They owned that game from beginning to end.
And you know, I really like Bruce Arians, but man, Belichick, I don't know if there's a better coach out there.
Yeah, and against the Dolphins, and you got to wonder about the Dolphins, because the Dolphins performed really well last week, but was it because Seattle was so beat up? I thought Miami going cross-country, playing a game, I didn't think they had a chance, but you know, they looked good. It's going to be a good game for that one, too. Any other games you're looking at?
Well, the Sunday night game, Green Bay at Minnesota, that's basically the two cream-of-the-crop teams in that division for sure. Minnesota with Bridgewater gone. I'm curious to see if we get Bradford in there in this game or not. Minnesota's got a really hard-hitting defense. And if they're going to win games this year, and if they have a shot of knocking off the Packers and winning the division again like they did last year, a lot of people don't even remember that they actually did win that division last year. But Minnesota, their defense will be the reason for it, and then AP's got to control the offense.
And what did their defense score? Two touchdowns last week.
Yeah,
AP has to show up this week.
Yeah, no, they have a good defense, and they have a hard-hitting defense. Look for some potential flags in that game, especially when it's the Sunday night game and everybody's watching because it's the lone game.
Anything positive about Green Bay?
It'd be positive if their defense could knock a certain quarterback out of the game. Just my opinion. Just my opinion.
So you have a problem with number 4 and number 12. Okay.
I have a problem with anybody in those green and those puke green and urine yellow jerseys that they have there.
You know, I got to say, watching that Packers game last week, Jacksonville impressed me a little bit.
Jacksonville has a lot of talent, and a lot of people think this is going to be their breakout season. I've talked to several handicappers, and they all are of the same opinion that they have the pieces in place now. Now they have to learn how to use them. And the players themselves need to learn how to win. As we all know here, part of winning is the mental aspect of it. You can have all the talent in the world. When you walk on the field and you think you're going to win, more often than not, you win. When you're hoping you can maybe win, you got a shot. But when you're going out there going, well, we're going to be losing again, and that's what Jacksonville's had for years and years and years. They have some young talent on that team, if they can put it together.
How about Monday? Bings that where, first of all, where are you going to be at Monday? And,
I will be at the Hustler Club, D. Martin Drive and Russell Road. Free admission, open bar till 8 p.m., free barbecue food that they do. We have giveaways up through halftime and always a good time there.
You're probably pretty excited about this game. I mean, Monday night, Cutler, I mean, historically, pretty money on Monday night games.
Man, I mean, I'm hoping that they have a good outing. I mean, they blew the game last week against Texas. Houston. I don't think that they're going to be a very good team this year. Philadelphia, Wentz looks good in week one, but
right?
We'll see what happens. I expect the Bears defense to be better with Fox, but I'll tell you what, I'm watching the Thursday night game and I see Matt Forte running all over the place.
I was going to ask you about
and then,
that.
You know, we don't have Marshall anymore, and now Bennett's playing with the Patriots. All of our offensive weapons are gone, and yeah, I say ours even when we suck. I am a Bears fan. I do not have good feelings about this season.
Yeah, but I think, like I said, Cutler historically has been on point Monday night games. I don't know why. I don't know how. But for some reason, you put that national spotlight on him, and he performs, and he does. Just too bad not every game could be Monday night game for the Bears.
Yeah, well, and it'd be nice, too, if when he's throwing a pass that looks like a horrible interception that he gives up, if youngster Kevin White would know which way to turn on the pass, and it wasn't – I'm not the biggest Cutler fan. But that was ridiculous. How the hell do you not read the defense that bad? And then you just leave your quarterback hanging out to dry. You don't even try to make the tackle. Come on, man.
Looking back really quickly on week one, what do you think your biggest surprise of the week was?
That New England could win in Denver like the way that they did. I mean, because Denver still got a great defense. Everybody talks about the, you know.
Denver?
Arizona. Yeah, Arizona. I really thought that the Cardinals were going to be decent this year. I'm still not sold on Carson Palmer, but I like Arians and I like their team. But to go into Arizona and win that game without Gronkowski and Brady, like you said, they just find a way to get it done all the time.
Carson Wentz, how he nobody expected anything from him. He goes in, he wins a game.
Yeah. I got to say, I was just surprised with how bad the Rams were. I mean, we knew they weren't going to be that good, but they were really, really bad. They need a big turnaround.
They didn't look like they could win the Pac-12.
They don't look like they could win Pee Wee right now.
Like I said, Bishop Gorman could have beat that team.
And you want to know why? It's because they have a defender who doesn't believe in dinosaurs. That's why.
Hey, he got a sack,
but he doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
Yeah, he got a sack because he thought it was a mermaid back in the backfield there. All right, it is the weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. When we come back, we'll talk a little more fighting.